septic system.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The government's going bankrupt. Oh, no. Where are they going to get more money? Where are they going to get more money? They can't squeeze you anymore, can they? Squeeze it out. There's nothing left to give. Where's Robin Hood? And when we find out that, according to the Wall Street Journal, the feds want $1 billion settlement in J&J, Johnson & Johnson's Risperdal probe. Boy, oh boy, J&J can't catch a break. They are getting so many drugs recalled. Oh, man. And also Pfizer. Oh, Pfizer has set aside nearly $1 billion to pay for PremPro suits. You remember Premier and Provera? The horse mare urine. Pregnant horse mare urine. That's just women out there with menopause as a disease instead of a normal transition in your life. You could take PremPro and be so much happier. And then, of course, get breast cancer. The litigation stemmed from the charges that PremPro and similar meds cost thousands of women to develop breast cancer. Oops. Sorry. Did it ever occur to anyone that the federal government is not the victim here? You hear about all these things and you go, yeah, the government's going after Big Pharma. Oh, man. Robert, isn't that great? They just got $1 billion from J&J, and they're going after who else? Pfizer. Oh, man, they got $772 million out of Pfizer. You got to scratch your head and going, dude, what did the pharmaceutical industry do to injure the government? Why is the government getting the money? Why are the fines going to the government? The government's the one that approved the drugs in the first place. The FDA is actually the culprit for allowing this drug on the market. We should be finding the FDA and taking that money back, giving it to the ladies that were naive enough to believe that PremPro would help them or that Risperdal would help children. This is what's so upside down. Why did the government, why do they get the money instead of the real victims, the people that were drugged and cancered? And then the Wall Street Journal reporting on this, the Fed wants $1 billion in settlements in the J&J Risperdal probe. Again, who are the victims? Oh, the poor government got hurt, J&J. The feds are not the ones hurt here. They can't raise more in taxes. They're at the limit. And the other thing they're doing is printing it up. Ben Bernanke's going, yeah, printing presses keep going. The other thing they're trying to do, borrow more from China. Japan's going to say no. China will eventually say no. Where are they going to get the money? They can't get it from you. They've conscripted you and enslaved you enough already, haven't they? They can't raise more in taxes, so here's the method. This is what you will learn on the Robert Scott Bell Show and nowhere else. Are you ready? You're going to know how the game is played now. This is what they do. They just approve the deadly drugs. That's right. FDA says, here you go, J&J, Risperdal. Send it on out there. Here you go, Pfizer, PremPro. No problem. Put it on out on the market. Then we can find the drug makers billions when the obvious and expected happens, that which was obvious to anybody who was looking at the studies. This is going to be a problem. It's going to cause cancer. It's going to cause all kinds of havoc. But that's okay. We'll approve it because, the people can't come after the drug industry. Then we, the FDA, can go, hey, we're protecting the people. How dare they deceive us in this way? And in this way, big government kills two birds with one stone. Or in this case, this is how big government kills two human birds with one pharmaceutical pill. Or two or ten. This is what happens. They reduce the population. And at the same time, how is this possible? Increase revenues. It is brilliant. It's evil. It's evil, but it's brilliant. Nominations are now being accepted for the next Bond villain. Now, you got an idea who's more villainous than Big Pharma? It's the FDA. It's the bureaucratic oligarchy for endorsing
approving the drugs that end up killing people, and then they get to fine the drug makers to get billions in money. And then the people who are harmed by it are left scrapping for a few pennies, and the most of the money ends up going to the lawyers anyway. You see how this game is played? It is brilliant. Evil, but brilliant. Then how do you reduce the population even faster? You convince people to fear a phantom retrovirus that will kill them if they do not take drugs prescribed by Big Pharma minions. That's the HIV test. And then the drugs will proceed to kill them at a frighteningly much more rapid rate than any immune deficiency syndrome, which is induced by environmental toxicity, drug toxicity, and nutritional deficiency. I've got a link to a story called Early Treatment with Antiretroviral Therapy. It prevents HIV transmission. I'm sorry. Never mind. They can't track the HIV because the tests don't detect it. Oh, good Lord. This is getting old to me, but I have to repeat because, you know, the people aren't getting it. They're killing the people, and then they're fining the drug industry. So they reduce the population, control the population much easier, and then they get more money because they get to fine the drug companies that have basically put the drugs out there, and they put that in as the price of doing business. They still make $10 billion on it. If they give $1 billion back to the feds, what do they care? What do they care? And, of course, last hour I talked about the UN wanting to promote what? Promote the HPV shot for children of all of planet Earth. And the calls flooded in, and we've got more to get to. In fact, in just a moment here, we're going to go to one for Lori in Iowa. But the call-in number is 800-259-5791. We're going to be talking to Dr. John Apsley momentarily on the radiation issue. And Stephen Huer will join me about how to increase glutathione because it's becoming more and more important every day, not less so. But on the issue of vaccines and the willingness and ability of parents to say no, do you have to ask permission of your doctor to get religious exemption now? If you missed it last hour, you can catch it in rerun or rebroadcast through GCNLive.com. But for now, let's go to Lori. Is Lori still there hanging on in Iowa? Lori, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What's going on? You're not in favor of these drug industry, the bureaucratic oligarchy, the UN promoting these vaccines, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm a 20-year independent researcher on vaccines. There is a website out there called novaxdoctors.webs.com. It has a list of doctors nationwide, including 11 in Washington, that if you choose not to vaccinate your children, they will support your decision in doing this.
You mean doctors are actually going out on a limb and letting you promote them? This is shocking because in many ways that would put them up for targets, if you will, for the state boards of medicine going after docs who are not promoting vaccines.
Exactly. They are putting themselves out there.
Wow. That's sensational. I see it. I think if you link it through all my Facebook friends there, you can check it out. I'll check it out as well. I'm glad to hear that's happening, but those doctors are putting themselves at risk if they're coming out on a limb to admit that they're saying, hey, we're cool with our patients not vaccinating.
Yeah, they are putting themselves out there. It's, my daughter's doctor, she doesn't, we choose not to vaccinate religious beliefs. He's not on the list because, he likes to mention them every once in a while, but we say no, and that's the end of it.
Yeah. No, I understand. And there are docs out there that are like that. But it really is a trapped, horrible, horrific paradigm for the MDs to be in, those that have a good heart and recognize this, because they got to play a very dangerous game of walking that tightrope between those that control the entire entity, if you will, of the medical field, the allopathic model. And it's basically investment and licensure, medical monopoly, because that's how they've been able to control doctors as well. Because, hey, if you don't play along and vaccinate, of course, we'll pull your license. We'll come after you. I appreciate the call, Lori, very much. We got to go to this radiation update now. Dr. John Apsley, dear friend for many years, excellent researcher, covered so many of these things. I covered some of this on the weekday show as well. But I want to preview this because Dr. Apsley and I will be at the Health Freedom Expo, and we're going to be doing a radiation panel. I hinted at last hour how this is getting really, really scary, horrific, and I want to read to you a quote from Dr. Apsley as we bring him up here. He says, what we now have is Chernobyl times 50 or 100. The single incident, the Fukushima catastrophe, now approaches the total release of radiation that took place from the combined atomic bomb testing during the 1960s. If the death rate and morbidity rate holds proportional to Chernobyl over the next 25 years, we are looking at no less than the worst plague ever recorded in modern history. It will just roll out over 2 to 3 decades or more. Dr. Apsley, I just got a couple of minutes before this break. We'll continue on, but welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert. Glad to be here for you.
Yes, and it's a horrific reason to be here, but we have to do it. We have to be, you know, that warning bell ringing out there for people that are wanting to be aware and wanting to take steps to protect themselves. This is serious stuff.
This is very, very serious. You know, we can't see this stuff. Sometimes there are people that can feel it. There are people that can actually feel a little cloudy-headed sometimes for no reason. They don't ever have that symptom. They can feel sometimes a little bit of a sharp jab in their thyroid gland, and they never have those symptoms. Then you can have some people that actually have some hair starting to fall out or nosebleeds. Those are usually closer in to where the crisis actually happened. But when you look at the actual fallout that's been coming in, we were able to get a hold of one of the satellite images that was put up on the public domain before they realized they had made a mistake. This comes out of Norway, and it was done by one of their PhD researchers that apparently, from what we've been able to determine, uses his data off the Nilos Atmos satellite in Norway to give to government officials. We're still trying to validate why that what they put out on public versus this other PhD researcher at the same facility showed such an incredibly different amount of cesium-137 that's bathing North America. It's phenomenal, the difference.
All right, well, we come back with Dr. John Apsley. We're going to spend a little time to the bottom of the hour previewing what is happening, giving you some insight into what you can and should be doing, and also previewing the fact that Dr. Apsley and I will be at the Health Freedom Expo covering this subject like nowhere else. And this is life-saving. So tell your friends right now to tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back with more powerful healing after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the health world here with a radiation report update with my good friend Dr. John Apsley, who will be appearing with me and on his own for a lecture on this radiation issue of Fukushima disaster, which I read the quote coming in. John, do you stand by that quote that I mentioned, 50 to 100 times worse than Chernobyl?
I do. It will take about a total of 80 years to 100 years for that to completely hit us. But during the first quarter of that, during the first 25 years, I think we have some really good data to make a projection that it'll be about 10 times worse than what we've seen at Chernobyl. Now, so the remaining 75 years will pick up with the rest of that statement. The reason is that radiation poisoning takes place over a long time period. You have, when you have a huge amount that comes out right away, like if you were one of the workers there at Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, some of those folks only have 7 days to live. One of the instrument systems that they had in place there completely broke down, and as they were putting the instruments back in, around March 14th, March 15th, the company noted that the amount of radiation that was coming off was going to kill their people, but they failed to warn them. This is the type of people that TEPCO is, and that was just released into the mainstream media in Japan a couple days ago, so it's verified.
Wow.
So they're willing to lie, and this goes back about 30 years. This same group has been constantly caught lying.
I'm still seeing in the media, like even on Fox News and such, they're still going poo-poo on anybody that's talking anti-nuclear about this.
Yeah, you know, I used to love nuclear power because I thought it was safe and clean, but as it turns out, there has never, if you go back now and look at all the lawsuits that have been won with people being injured from regular operational nuclear power plants, there are at least a dozen across the last 30 years where there's been major injuries. And when the data comes out, it's usually in the settlement that they keep it quiet, but when it comes out in court, it's astounding what toxicity there is. On a regular basis, they by law have been allowed to do releases that we don't see very, very frequently of radioactive materials. And because we can't see or taste it, we don't know what's really happening. But as one example, 18% of the American women live within 100 miles of an operational nuclear power plant, and yet they account for 55% of the breast cancer in this country. Hmm. So, and there was only one group that was keeping track of this at radiation.org, a group of great, great individuals. Well, now the word's getting out because of the internet. And what we just caught at Nilos Atmos out of Norway, that's their satellite that's looking down at this radiation, that the United States and Canada and Alaska are being bombarded by vast amounts of cesium-137. It's one of the most toxic elements that's coming out of Fukushima. And what they're actually putting out for the public to see is less than 10 times that amount. So one-tenth the amount is what they're showing officially on their website.
Well, and cesium, does it not have some other breakdown components potentially out there in the atmosphere?
Well, one of the things, let's just talk about cesium just for a second, because that's true, you're right. But cesium hangs around for at least 30 years as far as its half-life is concerned. And then it peaks, it continues to peak in its contamination effect for a total of about 100 years. That's how we base the prediction about Chernobyl versus Fukushima. That's why I can come out and say they'll be 50 to 100 times more severe than Chernobyl. Because the cesium will be 50 to 100 times greater in terms of what's released to the greater environment. And then through it entering into the food chain, it bioaccumulates and actually magnifies, and human beings being at the top of the food chain, that's where all this radiation, although it will take a while, will eventually find its final home, is in our bodies. Now, cesium is something that will replace potassium in the body. And potassium is what causes every cell to work. It's huge. The other elements are very toxic too, but they don't do that. They don't replace potassium in the body. So it's a great element for scientists to look at to do some comparative models. And unfortunately, we're just getting dosed like crazy right now here in North America.
Well, and as you said, the results are not going to be instantaneous. It's not like we're within 50 miles or 50 yards of the most acute exposure. It's the cumulative long-term exposure. All the things that you and I have been talking about for many years, people should be doing anyway. Now we have to say that times 100. You know, we talk about increasing selenium levels, increasing glutathione production and repair mechanisms in the body, increasing sea vegetation if you can find non-radiated sources. All of these things are going to be critical for survival, much less, you know, our children and their children, should they even be fertile enough to have kids in the future.
You got it. And within the next 2 to 3 years, we'll already see the infant mortality rate skyrocket here in North America, because once the materials enter into their thyroid gland, then their immune systems are depressed. So when a normal pneumonia or normal influenza come by, these younger kids don't have any resistance, and they just start dropping like flies. That happened after Chernobyl here in many states in the United States. And then you'll start seeing the leukemias and the breast cancer and the other thyroid cancers come in after that. That's what takes a little
longer. And likely the authorities are going to blame and say, see, I told you so, the next pandemic was coming, and we warned you and you didn't take your shots, when it had nothing to do with that, other than the opportunistic infections that have been around since time immemorial, taking advantage of weakened humans and animals based on the radiation exposure and hammering the thyroid.
Well, most folks are beginning to realize now that there is no flu bug that's making an impact in their neighborhood until they start receiving the flu vaccine. Then they start getting sick with the flu, and they start saying, wow, there's a cause and effect here. That's beginning to hit across the country now. Folks aren't going for their shots anymore, which is good. And the way that they're spiking these shots now, the Rockefeller Institute, is my understanding, has been documenting for many years that they're actually spiking these vaccinations with things that help to lower down the fertility rate. So I don't know what's going on, but when these kinds of strong documentations come out, it's time for us to really start to reconsider what the heck is going on.
Yeah, long since time, of course, you know, there have been warning bells all along, but now this one, the silent and deadly one of all of them, is being released on an ongoing basis. They have not stopped it, and we have got to, if we have a survival mechanism, first understand that the government is lying to you, even by oppression and omission, and the willing media is also lying to you. And we've got to listen to these new sources, whether it be this show, as Dr. Apsley has appeared on many shows around the country as well, and will be at the Health Freedom Expo with me, talking about this and also solutions, what we can do to prevent a catastrophe happening to you and I and our families, because we know not everybody's going to get the message, and even those that get it, not everybody's going to do it.
We can save lots and lots of lives over this and minimize the injuries. For example, after Chernobyl, 60% of the children within areas that were really spread out from Chernobyl all became seriously ill. So they went from being about 90% of the kids were healthy down to about 20% of the kids are now healthy. That's how bad this is going to roll out here. And because we're much closer to the Fukushima event than we were from Chernobyl, because Chernobyl's still affected here in the U.S., we're going to see this much more prevalent here.
Listen, Dr. Apsley, I'm out of time for today, but we're going to do more together, as well as be on the lookout for my weekday show through naturalnews.com. Dr. Apsley will be appearing some more as we head into the Health Freedom Expo. That's June 10th through 12th, I believe, in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois. DrApsley.com, is that correct? D-O-C-T-O-R, Apsley, A-P-S-L-E-Y.com?
That's right.
All right, we're going to rock the health world together. We're going to also find out how to increase glutathione levels in the next segment, and take your calls if we have any after that on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the United States of Health Talk Radio, rocking the health world. Stay with me.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, Mark sent me a message on Facebook. He said, I thought we were going to put our heads in the sand on this one, RSB. No, no, not here, not now, not ever. We got to walk into the future, if you say this, with our eyes open and not become victims. I mean, I had enough of victimhood status, enough of that. And, of course, my good friend Stephen Huer is not one for victim status either. He's been promoting good, healthful products for years, including now the One World Way that we utilize to enhance and increase glutathione production. We've got some serious cellular repair to have happen. You heard that segment with Dr. Apsley. This is getting more serious, not less. I did have my One World Way this morning. I'm encouraging everybody to do so as well. Stephen, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Robert. Yeah, one of the things that should first be acknowledged about
a non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows is that it supports not only glutathione production, but the whole body protein needs. It's the most easily assimilated complete protein known, and that supports your liver's ability to produce the albumin and the gamma globulin that are so ubiquitous and needed by the whole body for protection from free radicals such as ionizing radiation, plus overall repair rate in the body. And I've done, looked at amino acid blood analyses in the past, and most everyone has a 3 to 5 amino acid deficiency in their blood all the time because they're not, their stress levels and their overall protein loss are faster than nature would optimally have it be due to the stressful industrialized world we live in. And, having an amino acid supplement of this kind enables your body to be in a positive nitrogen balance, which is to say to have optimal levels of amino acids in your blood that enables your liver and your whole body to synthesize proteins better. And the rate at which you synthesize proteins is the rate at which you stay biologically young and capable of detoxifying yourself. And, you cite the Chernobyl and you cite these other incidences, the Chernobyl incidents of being able to reverse the actual disaster, the actual radiation consequences in people's bodies was reversed in part by algae supplementation, a complete protein supplement. And then it's also been reversed in part by, zeolite supplementation. So there are ways that you can supplement your diet on a day-to-day basis that's going to help you to negate being at the effect of any radiation your body may be exposed to. And
yeah,
and then,
we've got to do some serious DNA repair, and we've talked about glutathione cellular detox, removing the waste of damaged cells themselves. All of these things have to be facilitated, accelerated, made more efficient in the coming years because we are gaining, not a good healthy environment, but we're actually entering into an environment with a lot more stresses on our, genetic integrity.
Yes, and also the two factors which control rate of protein synthesis is one is the level of the amino acids in the blood and in the tissues that are non-denatured and available, which the One World Whey provides, but also the level of your hormones, the testosterone and the growth hormone being the two most dominant, the growth hormone being the most dominant, and that's another area we work with here at Cocoon Nutrition. It's a great facilitator of raising growth hormone levels. This particular product we work with, Chrysalis, that helps you to absorb your amino acids at the cellular level and then affect those repairs that you're needing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we're together, why I have you back on board, because I need the innovators with us here to help people through this mess, and especially when I talk about the kids. I have two kids of my own. I want to see them grow up healthy and strong. It was hard enough with everything I knew about the environment that they're inheriting. It has now gotten 100 times worse with what we're seeing with the radiation release out of Fukushima. And I know that the old media, the mainstream media, and, of course, the governments are largely trying to ignore it or suppress this information. We don't do that here. We're willing to be adults enough to see what is happening and take the steps necessary to care for ourselves and those who are willing to listen. And I want to let everybody know they can reach Stephen and One World Whey also by phone. Those of you who like to do the phone at 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. I also have a link also to oneworldway.com. Stephen, I'm so grateful for all the good work you're doing.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate being on always. We're still seeing the great results that we've been seeing for the past year on the product. It's just giving people all kinds of improved health and detoxification powers that I've never seen with any other product. It ends up being more economical to take this product because it probably replaces about 6 or 7 other ones that you don't necessarily need.
All right, well, we'll keep rocking it with you, oneworldway.com, and thank you, Stephen Huer. We also got some talk about diabetes next. I had a call I couldn't take on the air. I'm going to fit that in as well. So if anybody worried about that, stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Yeah, I took a call last hour off the air. I couldn't get to it on the air. And by the way, the phone number, we've got a couple of segments left if you'd like to be part of the show. It's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, robertscottbell.com. But this call was from Steve, who was basically talking about the GTF Chromium. He had put, I apologize, I don't remember if it was his mother or sister, somebody was on it, and the GTF Chromium was dropping the blood sugar levels significantly. And then they ended up shooting back up, and he was wondering what was going on there. I'd never heard of that except when I started querying further. The mom or the person that was on it was also on like a Prilosec, Prevacid, a proton pump inhibiting drug, as well as statin drugs. And of course, when you do that, particularly the first of the proton pump inhibiting drugs, will most certainly destroy the ability of the body to absorb critical nutrients or severely limit their ability to be absorbed. The gut damage, the stomach damage is so severe when you don't produce the adequate quantities of stomach acid, for which they are also hell-bent on stopping. And then on top of that, you got the statin drugs to reduce cholesterol, a class of drugs that has no place in our culture, in anybody's culture, unless you're into liver failure, well, you know, liver toxicity certainly, or congestive heart failure, which it can precipitate. And so the combination of those two drugs alone could basically block the utilization of nutrients, even food-grown nutrients. And so what we got to do is restore integrity to the digestive tract as well as detoxify the liver and pull off of those drugs, quite honestly. I mean, how else are you going to do it? If you can't produce stomach acid, you're forcing your body not to produce stomach acid, how do you expect to digest? How many other enzymes are destroyed when you destroy your liver? Right? You follow me? And, you know, I talked about the COX-2 inhibiting drugs as well. Oh, well, we got to reduce inflammation so the polyps don't grow in the colon. Yet, when they stop taking those same drugs, they get worse. Worse! Worse, it comes back even faster than those that haven't been on those drugs to so-called reduce the polyps. And you can reduce inflammation so well with omega-3 fats, EPA, DHA, and things like that. So, you know, we live in a mad, 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 mad world. You know, to coin the phrase of that old movie, watching what's happening here. And now there's a story, and I have it linked up on my blog at robertscottbell.com. Fasting pathway points the way to new class of diabetes drugs. Fasting, something that we could all do, probably all benefit by. It's what the animals do in the wild when they're sick. They fast the cancer away.
And now they're utilizing it. Big Pharma, the drug industry, looks at, oh, fasting, that's cool. Let's check that out. Oh, look, fasting is giving us a pathway to make a new drug or a new class of diabetes drugs. None of those drugs are the reason. The lack of those drugs are the reason why people are suffering from diabetes. None of them. Not one. And they're so glad that a uniquely collaborative study by researchers at the Salk Institute for Biological Studies has uncovered this novel mechanism that turns up glucose production in the liver when blood sugar levels drop. How about replacing the GTF chromium, for goodness sake, to allow that to happen without a drug? Is that too unreasonable, Robert? You're being so outrageously unreasonable here, talking about non-drug approaches to nutritional deficiencies. How dare you, Robert, upset the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the big government complex that defends it, demands it because of the money that's coming into the coffers from Big Pharma. When I talked to you about, it was the last hour already, the reason why they love Big Pharma and they love approving dangerous, deadly drugs now. This is a game. This is how it's played. They approve it. They know it's going to kill you. They know it's going to kill, slaughter thousands of innocents. But the reality is, and they can go, oh, how dare those bad drug companies. Shame on them. Let's fine them. Let's get an extra billion. Because we can't tax you. You're on too many drugs. You don't have enough money to keep feeding the beast. And so in that way, they can find more money while simultaneously reducing the most ornery among us. Yes, reducing the population, making it easier to control the population. 300 million, too much for 10 miles square to cover. Right? Anybody ever thought it was absurd that they should run our lives from the swampland reclaimed in Washington, D.C.? And that's why the 10th Amendment Center's rocking and rolling. They got another Nullify Now event coming up in Los Angeles. Check out nullifynow.com. I mean, what a sensational movement that is happening. It's the young people that are driving it. Just like the young people that are driving the Ron Paul movement. Movement back to liberty, where they say, oh, the general welfare clause, that covers Social Security. That covers the mandate to vaccinate, right? That covers the mandate to drug you, to force you to buy allopathic insurance so that we can drug you because you can't afford to drug yourself. And never mind the fact that all the drug abuse that's happening is among the drugs that are approved and legal. It's dwarfing the illicit drug use and drug abuse. And how dare Ron Paul say we should treat that as a medical problem, as an addiction. Instead, we should just throw everybody in prison. And Ron Paul's not for that, neither am I. Free up the nonviolent drug offenders. Get them some help if they need it. But stop wasting the money that we don't have. You want to bankrupt the country? How are you going to defend it, right? All the neocons out there said, yeah, we got to take over the world. How are you going to do it with no money, huh, when China stops accepting the dollar? Well, more on that and more on so many things here. Wrapping up the Robert Scott Bell Show next. After this, stay with me.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at chachingwisdom.com. That's chachingwisdom.com. Chachingwisdom.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thanks for helping me rock the health world today on GCN, all over this great land and all the affiliates around the United States and all of my listeners from around the world. And if you can't get enough of the Robert Scott Bell Show, I can't either. That's why I'm doing it 6 days a week now. So you can catch it, check it out on robertscottbell.com. We've got a link up through naturalnews.com. My good friend, the health ranger, Mike Adams, cranks us out 24/7, Monday through Friday as well. And we've got the Advanced Medicine Monday coming up as well with Dr. Rashid Bitar. We're going to be covering more on the radiation issue this week. And, of course, those of you, you know, I mentioned the increase in glutathione production. What do we do here at home in the Bell family household? We also increase selenium levels by taking whole food selenium. I know a lot of people are doing the NAC, they call it, the N-acetylcysteine. Cysteine helps, of course, as a precursor. But if you don't have enough selenium in your system, and who does, it's not enough. And, of course, the glutathione enhancement of the whey protein is excellent as well. And, of course, we talk also about detoxifying the body through homeopathic medicine and counteracting. This is the plus factor. This is the plus factor that not many people get. Every day, my family, my wife's doing it, my kids, we're spraying them with the EMF detoxify. The EMF detox from King Bio. And if you haven't gotten that, check it out. It's available through kingbio.com. I talk about Advanced Medicine Monday, Dr. Bitar on Mondays, but we do the Healing Revolution with Dr. King every Friday, and you can download the archives 24/7 as well through naturalnews.com. And you want to hear about the show we did on the radiation issue to cover the things like Dr. Astley talked about, the cesium, uranium, the different things that we can do with homeopathic medicine as well. It's the plus factor. It doesn't mean we do nothing else. It doesn't mean we don't increase our stores of these essential elements, the spirulinas, the sea vegetation that we find. And by the way, I just got word that Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com now has the sea veg as well. So you can do one-stop shopping and get everything you need there, the whole food selenium, the whole food chromium, the silica that is so critical for connective tissue integrity. We cannot overlook the connective tissue. Do you understand how cancer grows, how it metastasizes? Because we do not have enough silicon in our diets, and therefore our connective tissue is weak. I mean, I've increased the silicon. I've also increased the symphytum, which, you know, for the bone break that I had, the fracture I had on my toe. You know, I'm pretty much walking normally now. I've been working out for the last week and a half, I think, or more. I've been back at it again, first gingerly, but now I'm pretty much keying in. But the healing process is there because I support it. I give the body what I know it needs. And now with the context of the radiation exposure that we've said, now 50 to 100 times worse than Chernobyl and going on. And they're all going to say, oh, you're nuts. You're listening to Robert Scott Bell Show. He's a fear monger. No, I'm a health monger. You know, if you want to criticize me for that, go right ahead. I'll take it. I'll wear that. No problem. But we needed to do these things before the radiation became obvious from Fukushima. But we need to do it even more so now that it is a reality. And those of you who got through on the phones, by the way, I thank you, Joni, for your great call and the other callers that got through. Thank you to Dr. John Apsley today. Thank you as well to Stephen Hewer for dropping by, and Ed Corcoran. Remember, we've got the big event, the Survivalist Conference in Dallas-Fort Worth at the Marriott there at DFW Memorial Day weekend. I'll be keynote speaking as well and doing extra seminars for you. I look forward to seeing you there. And, of course, the Health Freedom Expo, June 10th through 12th in Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. I've got links up to Chicago to that show, healthfreedomexpo.com. I'll be lecturing also on radiation repair and other things, and I'll be going more in-depth again on the Silver Aloe Protocol, which is changing people's lives for the better every day. I cannot tell you how much response I've got. Oh, my gosh. People with lifelong gastrointestinal diseases and problems reversing it with the Silver Hydrosol and Aloe Protocol. And then, of course, replenishing with the probiotics. And these are the things that are available to you. But the FDA, the federal government, they don't want you to know. The UN, they don't want you to know. The European Union, they don't want you to know. Stop asking for permission where none is required. How many times do I have to say that? Yet we have these stories that we started today with. The UN wanting to promote HPV shots for children all over planet Earth, which the only reason they could be doing that is to reduce population growth. Yeah, and start reversing it, which is what we're seeing here also with the promotion of different drugs. Yes, the drugs that end up killing you, maiming you, because the FDA loves it. Not only does it contribute to the reduction in population or the slowing of the growth in population, but at the same time, then they get to fine the drug manufacturers who have put this into their business model. They don't care. They're making plenty. Oh, they can pretend to cry, woo-hoo, we got to pay $1 billion to the FDA. Of course, it goes into the coffers of the federal government because they cannot, you know, but what do they say? Squeeze blood from a stone. And the American people have become very stone-like, very calcified, and very fearing of freedom. Now, not everybody. The young people are fed up with it. I talked with Brad Salos this week on my weekday show through Natural News, the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you want to go download that and start beginning to understand the whole history. I did a whole hour on gullibility with my good friend Liam Sheff. Download that program. Life-saving information to give you a way to navigate the terrain, so that you are no longer victimized by the elitist scum who want to enslave you. And yes, Dr. Rand Paul was right when he said healing, let me just say it right, healthcare. Healthcare is not a right. Healthcare is not a right, or else that means that you believe in slavery, because that means you can, you know, with the point of a gun, get your doctor to take care of you, because it's your right after all. But if you have to violate the rights of your doctor, whatever kind that they are, in order to basically exert or exercise your rights, then it can be no right at all until you change, or unless you change the definition of a right, which is very Orwellian, which our federal government, which the United Nations and socialist governments around the world, well, they're very good at manipulating language for their effect, for their benefit. Heck, try to read the Internal Revenue Code. You'll see it there. Black means blue and red means white. If you don't know the definitions have been changed, you're going to assume it. And that's what they count on. That you'll just assume it because you're sucking down your fluoride. You're getting your kids vaccinated. You're taking all your drugs. And, of course, all of that replaces your ability to receive the love that is of all creation, the vitamin L that is so vital for life itself. And ultimately, that vitamin L, that divine love, is the only thing that will save us. All these other things, yes, they're important too. But I recognize that deep below all the stuff I tell you, it's rooted in that recognition that love is what holds us all together. And that's not a hokey 60s sing kumbaya together. That's just a fact. And even the quantum physicists will reach the same conclusion. Have they been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for years? They'd already know it. And that's why you're here with me every week on GCN. And by the way, if you didn't get through on the phones today, 24-7, I can take your calls now. You want to talk to me? 800. No, it's 888. No, is it 866? Here I go. 866-939-BELL. Pay attention. 866-939-BELL during the week. We'll get your calls on the air in the meantime. Rocking the health world with you and reminding you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.